Chapter 1. An Interesting Lesson. Sarah, would you repeat to the class what I've just said about Don Quixote? Asked Mr. Young. I'm sorry, Mr. Young, I wasn't paying attention. Sarah answered her Spanish teacher timidly as her face became bright red. Yes, I know, said Mr. Young. You get distracted too often. Please try to pay attention to the lesson.
She can't, said a girl's voice from the back of the classroom. She's still dreaming of the rodeo and hunting buffaloes in the USA.
Everyone in the class laughed loudly. Sarah felt humiliated. Why didn't anyone like her? She remembered being very excited when her parents told her 4 months ago that they were going to move from Montana in the USA to Winchester in England. Sarah was 17, loved studying history, and looked forward to living in a place that was much older than her small western town. Although Sarah was sad to leave her friends, she thought it would be fun to make new friends and learn about English culture and customs. Sarah imagined that her new classmates would think that she was interesting because she was American. Unfortunately, this didn't happen. Everyone had their own group of friends, and no one wanted to include her in theirs. Sarah was alone. Most of her classmates laughed at her strong accent and her American English. It surprised her that so many words were different in American and British English. Instead of getting in line, as they say in the USA, the British say stand in a queue. A movie was a film. It sometimes seemed that the British spoke a different language. Will you all please be quiet? Said Mr. Young. As soon as the class was silent, he pointed to a young man sitting next to him and asked him to stand up. I would like you to meet David, he said. He is a student teacher from Spain who will be spending a year in England as part of his work experience. We're lucky to have him assigned to our class for the rest of the year. He'll be my assistant. It's a special occasion, so I've decided that we won't continue working on Don Quixote today. Sarah was the only disappointed student in the class. Although it was difficult to read 17th century Spanish, she loved the passages they were reading from this classic novel. It was often funny, sometimes sad, and always made her think. Instead, continued Mr. Young, David is going to tell us a little about Miguel de Cervantes' life. I think that you'll be surprised by what he says. David says that he needs to practice his English, so he's going to give this talk in English. However, we will return to speaking Spanish in class tomorrow. Mr. Young sat down, and David smiled at the students nervously. The picture of Miguel de Cervantes on the back cover of your copies of Don Quixote makes him look like an old, serious, and probably boring man, he said. However, he was a man of action and adventure who had a very interesting, exciting life. To prove this, I'm going to tell you about two important things that happened to him. This interested Sarah. She loved learning about people in the past. In the late 16th century, Spain was one of the most powerful empires in the world, David said. Its principal rival for power and commerce was the Ottoman Empire. They fought many battles against each other, but the decisive one was the naval battle of Lepanto, in which the Ottoman navy was defeated. 24-year-old Miguel de Cervantes was there. Was he writing about it? Asked a student. No,
He was a soldier. He fought in it, answered David. Really? Exclaimed the surprised student. Really? Said David. He was on a ship called La Marquesa. It was in the middle of one of the worst battles. Cervantes was suffering from malaria and had a high temperature. He wanted to fight, but the other soldiers tried to stop him, saying that he was too ill. Cervantes replied that he preferred to die serving his king and his God. Sarah was imagining everything clearly. She could hear the sound of the swords as the soldiers fought each other, the sound of the cannons, the shouts of the soldiers as they fought and died. Cervantes was seriously wounded in the stomach and in his left hand during the battle, continued David. It took him 7 months to recover, and he lost the use of his left hand. That is why he is often referred to as El Manco de Lepanto, the one-armed man of Lepanto. That's really interesting, Sarah thought to herself. It sounds like part of an action movie. David continued his story by explaining that Cervantes fought valiantly in important battles during the next 4 years. When Cervantes decided to return home, he received letters of recommendation to the king from his two highest commanders. His future looked excellent. Sarah listened attentively as David talked about how Cervantes' ship was captured by pirates and he was taken to Algiers as a slave. She was surprised to hear how he tried unsuccessfully to escape on 4 different occasions during the next 5 years. Finally, a monk named Fray Juan Gil convinced his captors to release him for half the money they had originally demanded. Cervantes was no longer a slave. I'll finish by telling you an interesting fact, said David. Both Cervantes and Shakespeare died on the 23rd of April, 1616. The two greatest writers in the English and Spanish languages died on the same day. A few of the students applauded, and Mr. Young stood up to thank David. When everyone began to collect their things and leave, Sarah walked directly to David and told him how much she had enjoyed the talk. She especially liked learning that both great writers had died on the same day. Sarah had seen the film, Shakespeare in Love, a few years before, and since then she had been fascinated by Shakespeare's plays. She was now reading all the books she could find on his life and works and was really enjoying them. It sounds like Cervantes and Shakespeare had very different lives, said Sarah. Except for being writers, do you think that there were any other similarities in their lives?
I'm sorry, I've got no idea, answered David. I don't know much about Shakespeare's life, but why don't you find out? Why don't you do an independent project researching Cervantes' life for this class?
An independent project? Asked Sarah.
Sure, said David. While doing your A-levels, you can get permission from a teacher to do an independent project for credit instead of going to lessons every day. You could learn about Cervantes and compare it with what you're already learning about Shakespeare.
Sarah knew about the independent project option, but hadn't seriously considered it. However, the idea of spending less time in the class and instead studying something that she liked without other students laughing at her now seemed very attractive.
I like that idea, she said. Perhaps I'll do it.
David and Sarah approached Mr. Young and proposed the project. He thought that it was an excellent idea. While they were talking, Sarah suddenly saw the time on the clock on the wall.
Oh no, I've got to run. The auditions for the school play are beginning, she cried.
What's the play? Asked David when Sarah got to the door. Sarah stopped and turned with a big smile on her face.
Romeo and Juliet.
Wish me luck, she said before turning and running out of the classroom.